This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, the Guinness World Records has announced today that the oldest man is 112 years old, and he's Israeli. And this is being reported out of Jerusalem. He's lived through both World Wars, survived the Nazi concentration camp Auschwitz, and is now the world's oldest man at 112 years and 178 days as of today. Let me see if we have his name here. Let me see here. His name is Israel Kristal. And Guinness quoted him as saying, "I don't know the secret for long life. I believe that everything is determined from above, and we shall never know the reasons why. There have been smarter, younger, and better-looking men than me who are no longer alive. All that is left for us to do is to keep on working as hard as we can and rebuild what is lost." He was born in 1903 to an Orthodox Jewish family near the town of Zarno in Poland. He moved to Lodz to work in the family confectionery business in 1920, and then during the Nazi occupation of Poland, he was confined to the ghetto there, and then later sent to the Auschwitz and other concentration camps. His first wife and two children had been killed in the Holocaust. He survived World War II, weighing only 81 pounds, and was the only survivor of his large family, who moved to Israel in 1950 with his second wife and their son. And the previous oldest man was Yasutaro Koide of Japan. He died in January at the age of 112 years, 312 days. Then Susanna Mushat Jones is 115 years old, American-born back in 1899. The world's oldest living person is she, and the oldest living woman. Look at how we are living out to the hundreds. And he's in Israel, so tov me'od. I think that's wonderful. Wow. And it sounds like he's pretty lucid. Gosh, man, I couldn't even imagine. I mean, God willing, I can make it till I'm 80, but I just didn't even think about what to do past that. 112 years old. Man, living in Israel, too. I mean, living in Israel, you know. And speaking of Israel, okay, so I was watching the Republican campaign or Republican debate last night. I thought it was nice that they were all very, you know, mellow and there wasn't a lot of mudslinging. But I have to admit, what kind of confused me about Donald Trump, and mind you, I am very, very glad that he supports Israel. Okay? And there's a lot of things about what he says, you know, from the economy standpoint I like, but I'm a little bit confused. Okay? He still kept to his guns on saying how he would want to negotiate with the surrounding Arab countries of Israel, okay? And he said, "I want to appear neutral. I want to appear neutral so we could come up with a peace deal." Yet, how do you appear neutral when you say Islam hates us? I mean, he'll do this. He'll say, you know, no more Muslims coming to this country or Islam hates us. He'll drop a verbal bomb like that. But then he says, "I want to appear neutral." And, you know, Donald Trump is probably going to be the front runner. And we kind of have some breaking news on the political front that I'll keep you guys apprised of. I guess, you know, there's got to be some consistency here. And, you know, when it comes to Israel, and, you know, since many, like, look at what Iran did, saying Israel needs to be wiped off the face of the earth. Okay, the approach, all right, to any issues when it comes to Israel is you've got their back and you're going to support them in whatever they need. They're the helicopter pad for America. Okay, when America has to go down there and see what's going on in the Middle East, I mean, Israel is a helicopter pad for America. We have a lot of Americans down there already living and serving their country. And I mean, it I don't want to say it's an extension, it's its own country. But, I mean, it's basically America's kid brother. And so I think anybody's stand should be whatever Israel needs. Okay? Because, you know, Israel is pretty damn good at keeping the peace. Okay? All right, and if Israel knows what needs to be done to keep the peace, I say listen to them. I mean, they've had a lot of advice on the Middle East, and some of the presidents aren't taking that advice, especially with the Iran deal. I think they know what's going on. They're right there, okay? But very, very interesting. Marco Rubio's campaign is urging supporters to back John Kasich in Ohio. All right, so we just got word that Ben Carson, even though it was mentioned in last night's debate, that Ben Carson is throwing his political clout behind Donald Trump. They said they buried the hatchet, but I really didn't think they were fighting much to begin with. So now Ben Carson is supporting Mr. Trump. But Marco Rubio's campaign, my guess is if they don't think they're going to win in Ohio, go and back John Kasich. Now, they supposedly had a meeting before the debate with Jeb Bush, and everybody had a meeting of some sort of planning. I'm not really sure what the heck happened with that. But John Kasich is the sitting governor. If they want to disrupt the delegate number for Donald Trump, then they want John Kasich to beat out Donald Trump for that. So it's, and John Kasich and Ted Cruz are backing Marco Rubio in Florida. So you see what they're doing. It's a very interesting strategy that I guess was proposed by Mitt Romney, who urged Republicans opposing Mr. Trump to coalesce behind the leading non-Trump candidate in the coming nominating contest to deny the nomination to Trump. So you get that? If you guys, you know, help me win Florida, because Kasich's crew is probably not going to win Florida, we, Marco Rubio's campaign, will push that our supporters vote for Kasich. Wow. All right. I mean, I haven't watched politics as closely as I have in the last few years, but wow. I mean, this grouping together is some serious stuff. So we'll see what happens. Ben Carson backing Donald Trump, they tried to be very friendly the whole time. I wouldn't be surprised if Donald Trump recommends as Ben Carson his vice president. But Ben Carson really needs to bone up on national security. Donald Trump's big weakness is how he's going to handle, you know, foreign policy. All right, and so we need, he needs a running mate who is an expert in foreign policy if he wins. All right, guys, we'll get to some medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Chipotle's woes aren't gone completely, as now a San Diego woman has filed a class action lawsuit against Chipotle, not over its food safety issues, but it's focusing on GMOs. Apparently, according to the lawsuit, Chipotle represents the customers that if they eat at the restaurant, they will not be eating GMOs. But, I guess the lawsuit alleges the ingredients in Chipotle's menu items have never been free of GMOs at any time. I had no idea they were advertising GMO-free. The suit says the San Diego woman would not have purchased from Chipotle at the price she paid or purchased at all had she known that the representations made concerning Chipotle's food products were materially false and misleading. The attorney who filed the suit told Team 10, this is the news station, that they would like to see accurate advertising from Chipotle. Chipotle issued a statement, there is no merit to this and we will contest it. We have always been very transparent running our business, and that includes the claims that we have made about our non-GMO ingredients. I gotta tell you guys, you can't win. I'm not saying this for Chipotle, but somebody is going to sue you for something. Now, on one end, lawyers probably think it's good because it'll keep people on their toes. Okay? I mean, you can't claim something to a consumer that you're doing that you're not. But I gotta tell you, if you are advertising, all right, most of our food is GMO free, and that most isn't largely enough worded, okay? You could be in trouble. I mean, so I just wonder if many companies will say, well, then to heck with this. Now, I understand a lot of companies will say this is sugar-free, this is fat-free. Jerry Seinfeld's episode on the fat-free yogurt brought this to light. He's like, this is so good and it's fat-free, wow. And then I guess Rudy Giuliani's at the time, his cholesterol levels went up, so he made a statement, and then later the yogurt company had to close down, etc. But so again, we don't want false advertising. But I got to tell you, I am foreseeing that as these companies get beat up and beat up by lawsuits all the time, it's going to be probably a very, very bland sort of advertising campaign going, you know, we may or may not have GMO in our food. Please sign here. Have it notarized that you understand that, you know, before you, sign. I mean, medicine is now so impersonal. You know, in the old days, you were like, you know, Bobby Jean, how you doing? Man, come on back. Doctor's ready to see you. How you doing? How's kids? Now it's all right. A451, am I in a deli? I didn't order any corned beef. No, you're at a doctor's office. We can't say your name. A451, are you A451? Well, if I tell you, I'd be violating HIPAA in front of all these people. You see what I mean? It's just so impractical. I was just beside myself. My family was calling me, telling me my grandmother was in full-blown multi-organ failure, and they needed someone to make the decision to pull the plug. And I'm like, well, why me? Well, you're a doctor. So she's in Florida, and I'm waiting for my flight, so I call the hospital. Sorry, we can't talk to you, ma'am. And I understand this. I understand. As a doctor, I understand. But, you know, imagine when you're not a doctor, right? You know, your grandma, who you may never get to see again, okay, who or a family member that you may not be able to make it in time to see, all right? You're trying to make some decision here. Sorry, we can't talk to you. We need consent. We're violating HIPAA. Yeah, but the family who is acting as her proxy said, I'm sorry, we still don't have the paperwork. I can't talk to you. Is she alive? Can somebody just tell me if she's still alive? I can't tell you that, ma'am. And you're like, oh, my gosh. And, I mean, I understand why these laws have to be there, because there's some real idiots out there that'll sit there if Britney Spears or Tom Cruise go into a hospital and take selfies and all that other stuff. So I get that, you know, you have some bad seeds out there that'll mess things up. But tell a family member what's going on with their dying relative. You know, show a little personality when you're bringing a person back. You know, I'll have wives go, you know, is he okay? Is he okay? I can't talk to you, ma'am. Well, why not? He didn't give us permission to talk to you. He actually didn't sign the forms we offered. Well, why didn't he? I can't tell you. That's not why I went to medical school. I went to medical school. You know what? He's fine. You know, I won't go into too much detail on the phone, but look, he's fine. I can't even tell somebody that somebody's fine, because it's a HIPAA violation. I could be sued. It's so bad. So, just be prepared. And Chipotle right now, somebody comes to work sick, they're going to be closing down the whole restaurant. That's what they have to do now, because they're out in the open and everybody's watching them. And you know people are watching. People are going to walk into a Chipotle, and if they see somebody sneezing, they're going to videotape it. It's going to go all over the news. They're behind the eight ball on this one. I'm not sure how they're going to overcome it. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Surgeons use a cornea from a pig's eye to help save a teenager's vision. Doctors in China were able to save a kid's vision by using part of a pig's eye, the cornea, the outer layer, in a transplant. The 14-year-old patient was not identified, but had injured his right eye with a firecracker. My brother's step-nephew had that happen. They were all sitting there playing and fireworks, and one of the sparklers or something just jumped, hit him in the eye. And it one of those ones that just jump around on the street. Surgeons at the Ophthalmic Center of Zhongshan University in Guangzhou, capital of southern Guangdong province, successfully transplanted a pig's cornea into the injured part of the boy's eye last month. His vision improved within a week. They expect the teen's vision to improve over time and that his sight will be comparable to other teens his age. Surgeons say the success of their surgery may open doors for others, and there's about 5 million people in China right now that suffer from corneal blindness. This could be pretty cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a new study says incompatible kidney transplants are better than not getting a kidney to begin with. Now, also in the news, they were talking about a new procedure that allows kidney transplants from any donor. So we're going to talk about that first. We got tens of thousands of patients right now on waiting lists, and they may never find a match because their immune systems is probably going to reject the organ. There's a large study that experts are saying revolutionary, where they successfully change your immune system to allow yourself to accept the kidney from a donor completely incompatible. And these patients are still alive after 8 years than patients who had been waiting on waiting lists or received a kidney transplant from a donor that didn't match. This blows my mind. So they desensitize, okay? They say it has the potential to save many lives, and it could slash the wait times for thousands of people. And I guess there was a 56-year-old lawyer, Clint Smith, in New Orleans, who did it that way. He said it changed his life. The researchers estimate about half of 100,000 people in the U.S. are on waiting lists right now for a kidney transplant. And they have antibodies that are going to attack the transplanted organ. About 20% are so sensitive that finding a compatible organ is all but impossible. So, being able to fix, you know, if we can't find the kidney to come to you, maybe we fix you. So, what ends up happening is when you're on renal kidney failure, your kidneys can't filter the blood. So, the toxins in your blood just keep circulating and depositing in organs. The kidneys will take what shouldn't be in the blood and dump it out in the urine. Well, when you have kidney failure, can't do that. So you end up going into multi-organ failure later. When you go into kidney failure, eventually all your organs get affected. Heart as well. So we use dialysis. Dialysis will drain the blood and act as a mechanical kidney. But it takes multiple hours, multiple times a week, and it's pretty debilitating. So the first desensitization involves filtering antibodies out of your blood, then giving you an infusion of other antibodies to provide some protection while the immune system regenerates its own antibodies. The person's regenerated antibodies are going to be less likely to attack the new organ. But if the person's regenerated natural antibodies are still a concern, the patient is treated with drugs that destroy any white blood cells that will make antibodies that would attack the new kidney. This costs $30,000, and the transplant costs about $100,000. But the desensitization is cheaper in the long run because dialysis costs $70,000 a year for the life of the patient. So you see what they're doing? What my guess is what they're doing is they're taking away those antibodies that know what your body is. As you're making new antibodies, the new kidney's there, so they're like, wait a second. Okay, maybe this kidney is supposed to be there. Okay, we'll leave that one alone. It's interesting. Really interesting. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Big monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law. firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Anytime you have a medical question or comment, feel free to call in. And you can also email us at drdahlia.com. Whether I'm on air or not, I know many of you guys listen to my show at different times during the day. We will read your question at the next live show. And, you know, usually I'm going all the time. So, can't wait to get your questions. We're going to get to a couple of them in a little bit. But I just want to finish with this next story on the kidney transplant, where they say, look, an incompatible kidney is better than you waiting on a list for the kidney and not getting the kidney at all. So a nationwide study has found that using incompatible kidneys, kidneys that don't match, and transplants is better than doing nothing. Patients waiting for kidney transplants often never find a donor because their bodies are going to reject it. All right. Instead, they have to spend the rest of their life on a dialysis, which we just discussed. So this study looked at the survival rates of 1,000 patients receiving incompatible kidneys from live donors, comparing them with other kidney transplant patients. After 8 years, 76.5% of the individuals receiving incompatible kidneys from live donors were still alive. A better outlook for patients who were on the waiting list or got an incompatible kidney from a deceased donor or from patients who never received a transplant at all. So, okay, so this blends in with what we were just talking about with the other study, where what they're going to do, and again, just to recap, is they're going to, as we have troubles finding organs, we're going to try to just give it to you anyway. But with this, I think it's a $30,000 procedure, desensitize you so you could tolerate the kidney. And I think that's going to be better than you being stuck on dialysis. To just top this topic off, what I recommend you guys do is try not to need dialysis to begin with. Okay? What are things that really kill the kidney? Well, medications. There's many medications out there like anti-inflammatories and steroids who could put you into kidney failure. Diabetes could hurt your kidneys. High blood pressure could hurt your kidneys. High cholesterol could hurt your kidneys. So I recommend to please get your kidneys checked. And a lot of you guys do not do this. It's interesting. There's an endocrinologist in town who manages diabetes. And I check the kidneys all the time whenever I do blood work, but I don't necessarily do the heavier duty test where we look at your kidney function over 24 hours until I see something wrong. So I don't do it on you just as a screen. I will do the 24-hour urine. You know, you could see that the kidneys are having some issues in a spot blood test or a spot urine test by seeing protein in the urine. Protein is something that you really shouldn't be losing in your urine. So when we see chunks of protein in the urine microscopically, that means you got some holes in the filter and the kidneys may not be working right. But when I see anything that looks abnormal, I'll order a 24-hour urine test to look at your creatinine clearance, see how your kidneys clear and see how your kidneys function. I don't do that routinely if your kidneys look fine. Well, there's an endocrinologist in town who, if you have diabetes, she'll automatically do it. And I think I like that approach. And I've been starting to recommend that to a lot of my patients where I'm like, look, if you have diabetes, if you have high blood pressure, you've been on chronic anti-inflammatories, I think I want to be a little bit more proactive. And so I've been now recommending it as well. So many of you, depending on which doctor you're seeing, may not get that recommendation. And so when you say check the kidneys, they may be like, well, yeah, we did check your kidneys. You're fine. Ask how proactive do you go? How do you know my kidneys are fine? Did you do a clearance? So the word is clearance, like security clearance. Ask them about clearance. Okay. And if they are pretty astute, okay, they'll ask you, what are your risk factors? And go, look, you know, Dr. Dahlia said I should be telling you about all the anti-inflammatories and Motrin and aspirin products I take. And I take a lot of PPIs or medicines for acid reflux. I take a lot of those. There's a family history of kidney disease. There's diabetes in the family. There's, you know, I have high cholesterol. And, you know, that may prompt them to go and do a test. So I would really recommend being proactive. You know, a lot of us think if the doctor doesn't mention it, it's not necessary. How many thousands of working parts are there to your body? Okay, we doctors, it's not missing anything. We only have time sometimes to address what you're in there for. You know, we need to stop for a second and talk about this. So a lot of you guys say you went into the doctor for a physical, and either the doctor didn't even put their stethoscope on you, or they looked at you cursorily, and they did some blood work, and everything was fine, so your physical's done. And I'll be like, okay, well, wait a second here. Okay, how old are you? Well, I'm 50 years old. Well, did you have an EKG? Well, no. Have you had a colonoscopy yet? No, they recommend it, but I didn't want to do that. Have you had a bone density if you're, you know, a female? Have you, you know, are you still getting your pelvic exams? Did your prostate get checked? Have we checked for blood in the stool? And so what about an eye check? Are you getting your eyes looked at? I'm supposed to see an eye doctor, but I don't need glasses. Well, yeah, but what about glaucoma screening, cataract screening? No, no, doctor didn't mention that. And in the doctor's defense, okay, I understand that there's a lot of stuff we can't recommend, all right, because now Obamacare plans don't pay for a lot of that stuff. So when I used to do a physical, okay, and I still try to do the same thing, by the time you're done with me, your EKG is done. If you smoke, I've done a chest x-ray or I've recommended a CAT scan of your lungs, and I've yelled at you to quit smoking. I've done blood work to check your kidneys, your liver, your blood sugar, your salts, your blood count, your cholesterol, your thyroid. If I think you're pre-diabetes, the hemoglobin A1C, we check for blood in the stool. If you're a male, a PSA, a screening or baseline PSA, I'll recommend vitamin D, STD testing. If, you know, you've had tattoos, before 1986, or you've been, fooling around. And then I'll recommend you see a dermatologist for skin cancer screening. I'm not going to be able to look and measure each and every single mole during the short amount of time I have. So I'll recommend a skin cancer screen. I'll recommend you seeing an ophthalmologist. I'll recommend if you're over 50, getting your colon cancer screening. If there's prostate cancer in the family and you're wanting testosterone and your testosterone is low and you want, I'd probably get a urologist involved so they could keep an eye on the prostate if you're on testosterone therapy. And if you look at all that, you're like, well, dang, that's a lot. Plus mammogram and bone density scan and pap smears and rectals. And I mean, it's a lot. It is a lot. So I get that. Okay, and still, that's not your whole body. All right? I'll always recommend a dentist. I want to make sure you guys are, you know, getting good dental care. So as you could see, you know, it's very easy to, I don't want to use the word miss, but not include everything that you want in that quote-unquote physical. So when you say, yeah, I went to the doctor and he said everything's fine, did he say everything's fine because you got over your bronchitis, or did he say everything's fine because he did one of these, I don't know, multi-$1,000 workups on you? So, you know, be careful with this idea that, okay, you know, everything's fine. And you're going to have to start asking for things, okay? You're allowed to. When did it, and mind you, okay, I liked the ways that doctors used to be revered, where when the doctor said something, you didn't challenge them and say, but I'd rather, listen to Dr. Oz, or I'd rather take this supplement. It was kind of nice where when I said, look, this is what I think you need, you did that, okay? But then all of a sudden it came to, you know what, I'm just going to follow whoever I follow, and I'm going to tell the doctor to do whatever. I had a mom bring in her child. The mom, I guess, went to a nutritionist. The nutritionist said, have your doctor order blood work because insurance won't pay for it if I recommend it. So the mom had a big, long laundry list. Well, the child had abnormal labs on some of them, and when I made the recommendations, she said, no. I just want to do what my nutritionist said, and my nutritionist said it's fine. You guys are going to have to be more proactive. You're going to have to take our opinions, but sometimes you're going to have to ask us, listen, you know, what do I need to do? 1-877-DOCSALLY. Don't go away.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you'll be very, very happy to know that the FDA has approved a generic version of Viagra. Woohoo! Yay! And And CBS News reports that the FDA approved the first generic version of Viagra this week, and Israel's Teva, the world's largest maker of generic drugs, will have exclusive rights to sell generic Viagra in the U.S. for the first 6 months, according to WTOP. However, due to an agreement with Viagra maker Pfizer, Teva's drug won't be available for purchase until December 2017. Now, there's been generic Viagra already going on. I guess they've been selling it in the European Union since 2013. And Teva's generic sildenafil citrate would obviously cut into Pfizer's Viagra profits. And Pfizer made about $1.7 billion in 2015. Worldwide, the market for erectile dysfunction medication estimated at more than $4 billion. Now, a second pharmaceutical company, Mylan, also plans to start selling generic Viagra in the U.S. also in 2017. And at least nine other drug makers have applied to the FDA to sell sildenafil citrate. Now, of course, Teva's going to have to pay royalties to Pfizer until Pfizer's Viagra patent expires in 2020. You know, that's interesting. I still am a little confused on how this works. I know when the company loses their patent, then the generic companies can go haywire. I'm not sure how many years before the patent expires it's advantageous for a company to do that. I mean, I would think in the new market, I mean, the olden days, I thought, okay, you know, brand name, company had the brand name product. Once they lose the patent, they will ride it to the last day. And then once they lose the patent, so in this case, 2020, then the new company takes over. They could still sell brand name, but they're really going to lose a lot of business. I think it's very, very interesting if they work a few years before the patent expires with a generic company so that they could still maintain a relationship and benefit from the generic market. Unless generics kind of been out and FDA had to approve it. I'm a little confused as to what happened in this particular case, but it's smart move if they get royalties on the generics. So I thought a lot of companies still benefit even from the generics, but losing that patent, you definitely have a huge drop in your sales. You know, it was interesting. I know a company. You know, I wouldn't always hear when a company went generic until the pharmacies would send me a note or the insurance companies would, and the pharmaceutical reps would come in going, look, you have to give them this card. You have to say brand name. I go, brand name? Why? It's generic now? Just say brand name so they definitely get it. I go, this generic? There's a generic version? What? And I remember there was a company that came out. I don't want to name names. But there was a company that came out. It wasn't an erectile dysfunction drug. And the company came out and they wanted to recommend a 5-milligram medication. And I was probably naive at the time, you know, because I didn't realize that their whole living, I mean, this is how they feed their family, is based on my writing their prescription. And I go, but why would I have the patient write brand name if they could just take a generic and cut it in half? And I remember the rep looked so mad. And I was saying it innocently. You know, I mean, I just was kind of learning how this whole thing worked. Okay? But the logic, you want me to write your 5-milligram new brand name thing, but they could be getting the older ones and cut it in half. Not a very smart drug to be representing because I don't see how you're going to sell it that much. And the brand didn't go well. Now there was another, medicine. I don't know if it was Exubera. It was inhaled insulin. And I went to learn to speak on that because I'm like, okay, this is interesting. Okay, people don't like to inject insulin into them so they can inhale it. So I'm like, okay, you know, open mind. I'm going to, you know, listen to this. This could be pretty cool. So as I'm sitting there, and they go, now remember, you can't give this to asthmatics or people who smoke. Now I'm like, okay, that makes sense, but the average person doesn't really like an inhaler. And you have to do it correctly. You have to know how to use an inhaler. So your biggest demographic of people who are like, you know, I can just grab an inhaler, shake it up, and do it. I got this. I know how to do it. I know how to breathe it in correctly. Are your asthmatics, or your COPDers, or your people who smoke. So immediately I'm like, oh, this is going to be hard, because if you're telling me they have to do this inhaler thing right, And you want me to train people who've never used an inhaler to do this? They're probably not going to stick with it. They're probably going to want to still do their orals and not do insulin if they don't have to. Or they'll just stick to the injection because they know what they're getting. And lo and behold, that medicine didn't do well. You know, so I look at the marketing and I look and see how some of these companies launch their medicines. I was extremely mad, extremely frustrated with the Vioxx reps who had come in. It's a COX-2 inhibitor where it is an anti-inflammatory that doesn't seem to cause ulcers. And you have Celebrex, you have, oh my gosh, I can't think of the other one. It's such a common one that I use, Bextra. Okay. And there was Vioxx. Well, my patients were starting to have high blood pressure, I noticed, with my Vioxx. I'm like, you know what? Your blood pressure's high. Higher than I would notice with Motrin. Let's stop it. And the rep came in, and I go, look, you have Vioxx issue. You have issues with your with blood pressure. And the rep, and this is no criticism to Merck, okay? I think Merck handled it well. But you had some reps that came in, and they would argue with me, going, nope, the data says it's fine. You're wrong. I'm like, okay, maybe I'm wrong, but gosh. So I one more patient came in with high blood pressure going, look, I don't know much about this. I'm just not going to write it anymore. And I stopped writing it. And then months later, that was taken off the market. And then the biggest, I guess, head scratcher was the Women's Health Initiative came out and was talking about how Prempro, or a medicine that was a combination estrogen and progesterone for hormone replacement therapy in women, was putting women at increased risk of breast cancer. So this was going down, and it was about a year after the study. And I stopped writing Prempro. I just kind of let the gynecologist manage the hormone replacement therapy. And the rep comes in asking me to still write it. And I go, but you know what? I'm really concerned about the breast cancer issues because I had a patient that threatened to sue me because she had breast cancer, but I was the only one that, you know, didn't give her estrogen. So I was able to get away from that lawsuit. So I don't really want to get sued. And she's like, no, you don't understand. If you give this to the patient, their breast cancer will be formed quicker. So we will spot their breast cancer quicker. My jaw dropped. I was like, say what? You want me to accelerate somebody's cancer with your medicine? Are you a complete idiot? And so, I listen, I'm a big fan of pharmaceutical representatives because they're the ones that teach us about the new drugs. They're the ones that give my patients coupons, give them samples. I'm a fan. But every now and then you have a bad seed out there giving you that advice, and it's like, oh my gosh, what are you telling me to do? So luckily, most of us in the healthcare field are smart enough to read through that. But I just had to bring up those rare cases. For the rest of them, they've been awesome, and God bless them. It's a lot of hard work trying to teach people about a new drug when, you know, we're so busy seeing patients. But, you know, please, if I could give you pharmaceutical reps any advice, don't try to talk us into a drug that when we're telling you, you know, we're seeing something bad happen, okay? And I really loved the pharmaceutical reps that said, look, if you're noticing any problems here, this is the website I want you to contact so you could submit to them what you're seeing because they need to investigate that. And I was like, way to go. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is
is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.